I'm James Farrell. It's been a year since the state Supreme Court heard the latest round of arguments on the long-running Leandro school funding case, and there's still no ruling. It's the latest chapter in a nearly 31-year saga. So what's really at stake, and what's taken so long? For as long as Jackie McLean can remember, Hoke County Schools has struggled to find resources. She first saw it as a parent in the 90s when her daughter couldn't take her books home to do homework.
They had science labs, but really had no labs. They had the room, but they didn't have the supplies and the tools. They had math, but they didn't have enough of math books. They didn't have enough of social studies books.
That was why in 1994, Hoke County Schools and four other low-wealth school districts across North Carolina filed a lawsuit alleging the state was failing to provide them enough funding for an adequate education. Now called the Leandro case, that lawsuit is still going on today. At stake are potentially billions of dollars in future school funding and questions about how to fix an education system that courts have long held is failing students. McLean is now a dropout prevention specialist at Hoke County Schools. She says places like Hoke County are still seeing the same challenges.
That's three different generations, right? So now we are dealing with the children of those children and even some of the grandchildren of those children. And the need increases with time.
The Leandro case has a twisting history of unorthodox court proceedings, complex legal questions, and a healthy dose of politics. There have been four state Supreme Court rulings, with a fifth on the way. Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools joined on to the case, but was also sued by a different set of plaintiffs. It's now listed as both a plaintiff and a defendant. Rob Leandro, the Hoke County student who became the case's lead plaintiff, is all grown up now. He declined an interview because he's now a lawyer at the firm that represents the school districts. So what's taken so long?
It was not like a conventional three-hour trial that we see on television leading to a verdict. This was, in fact, a long, long, long inquiry.
That's Jerry Hancock, a Raleigh-based attorney whose firm Everett Gaskins Hancock has worked as an advisor and lobbyist for the low-wealth school district since the 90s. In 1997, the state Supreme Court ruled that all North Carolina students were entitled to a, quote, sound basic education. For years, Wake County Superior Court Judge Howard Manning and his successors conducted an exhaustive inquiry looking at Hoke County as a proxy case.
So Judge Manning went out and personally visited schools, talked to educators, did it frequently. He read widely. He held many, many hearings.
By 2004, Manning's trial had produced at least 400 pages worth of decision memorandums and over 50 boxes of exhibits and transcripts. But in the decade that followed, rather than order any specific fix, Manning and his successors tried to push state leaders to fix the problem, with little success, argues Jane Wettick, a retired Duke law professor who's filed amicus briefs in the case.
The various judges that have been involved in the case have time and again given the state, sort of writ large, all the branches, but mostly the executive and the legislative branch, every possible opportunity to fix the problem.
In 2021, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's administration agreed to a multi-year, nearly $6 billion roadmap to recruit qualified educators and provide equitable funding. But the Republican-led General Assembly was reluctant to enact it. When Superior Court Judge David Lee ordered the state treasurer to release $1.7 billion to cover a portion of the plan, Republican legislative leaders appealed, saying the General Assembly has ultimate power over the state budget. In November 2022, the then-Democratic majority state Supreme Court sided with Lee and ordered the release of funding. Courts typically don't revisit their own decisions without some change in the underlying facts of the case. But what changed on Election Day just 4 days later was the political makeup of the Supreme Court. Republican leaders appealed again in 2023. The newly elected Republican-led court agreed to hear the case again. It's been a year since the state Supreme Court heard those arguments, and there's still no ruling. The amount at stake has been whittled down to around $678 million. But many education advocates argue the case is really about forcing the state to commit to fixing an underfunded educational system. Here's Hancock again.
You have to worry if the way we were designing and funding our schools might be maintaining a permanent underclass in our state that would be doomed to repeat the cycle of poverty that their parents and grandparents had been caught in.
Others disagree. Mitch Kokai of the conservative John Locke Foundation says the case isn't about education funding as much as it is about precedent, whether the courts should be able to force the legislature to adopt and fund a statewide education plan.
At this point, the most important part of this case is its relationship to the rule of law, because one of the most recent rulings in this case from the trial court level basically said that the state education agencies are going to be funded in large part by a decision from a single judge rather than through the normal political process.
In Hoke County, McLean leads me through the labyrinthine campus of Hoke County High School to her office. The school is a smattering of separated, aging buildings scattered on both sides of Bethel Road in the city of Rayford. Her side of campus was built in 1960.
This is where I live during the day. This is my hut.
She's standing in front of one of three rundown standalone structures, like small one-room houses. The one next to hers is abandoned, too dilapidated to hold any programming. Construction on a new high school that will replace this older section is underway, but it only scratches the surface of the needs of a growing district. Only two of the district's 13 total facilities were built this century. Five of the district's eight elementary schools are at least 60 years old. And like many other districts in the state, it lacks qualified teachers. In a district with less than 10,000 students, Hoke currently has 77 certified teacher vacancies. I asked Bill Harrison, the former superintendent of Hoke County Schools who actually filed the lawsuit in 1994, if he ever thought at that time they'd still be litigating it today.
Absolutely not.
Harrison himself represents one of those Leandro paradoxes. He went on to serve as chair of the State Board of Education, meaning he's technically been both a plaintiff and a defendant in the case.
We had no clue, no idea that we'd still be talking about it 30 years later.
In the Supreme Court's second Leandro decision, the court itself remarked, quote, "One can only wonder how many additional teachers, books, classrooms, and programs could have been provided by that money." That was an observation made in 2004, 10 years into the litigation. It's still relevant now, 20 years later. James Farrell, WFAE News.